Cause like a winter tonight, I thought I would always have light. The quick flash that you gave to me, so dark I could barely see. Looking
from wherever you are around the world, welcome and thank you for joining us. Today we're going to be exploring the world of Christian Science. That's right, with Dr. Donald Ingwersen. Dr. Donald Ingwersen is the media and legislative representative for Christian Science for Southern California. He was also the American Superintendent of the Year. Let's welcome to the circle, Dr. Ingwersen. Welcome to the circle.
Well, thank you, Carlos. Nice to be here.
This is exciting stuff. Christian Science is not what people think it is, I think, most of the time. They're getting it confused with another one. It's kind of popular because Tom Cruise was standing on top of a sofa. But is that really Christian Science?
Is that something else? That is not Christian Science, and it is something else, and I won't define Scientology, but it's not Christian Science.
All right. So that's what this show is all about. We got that clear. No association with Tom whatsoever. No offense, Mr. Cruise. So what is Christian Science?
Well, Christian Science is based upon the Bible and the great work that Christ Jesus did. And Christian Science also is based on the Bible, and it's an implementation of the scientific laws that come from being based on the Bible.
Now, scientific laws, I know you mentioned off the show that there's another book that helps you with the Bible in a sense, I guess. I don't want to use yes. misword that. That's Mary Baker Eddy's book.
That is correct.
And what's that book? It's The Science and Health?
Yes, that book is Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. And she named that religion Christian Science, First Church of Christ Scientists. And it's based upon what we call our pastor. It's the Bible and Science and Health. And these become our sermon in all of our churches around the world every Sunday.
Now, you mentioned that earlier as well, because that's one of the things about this show today is we're really trying to educate people and bring awareness. Mm-hmm. So I want to get to the nitty-gritty of Christian Science. Now, you said there are no pastors and no ministers in Christian Science.
That's correct. Our pastor is our pastor, or these two books, and we, each branch church, selects readers to read from these books on Sunday. And that's our lesson sermon. And that lesson sermon is read in church, Christian Science churches around the world every Sunday.
And you choose the reader a week before?
No, we normally have the memberships will elect them. That deviates a little bit, but they will elect two people, a first reader and a second reader. And they elect them for like a year or 2 years or 3 years. There's some flexibility on how they are selected by each branch church, but that's basically a three-year term is more normal.
Now, you have to forgive me. I come more from an evangelical Christian background. So I'm looking how we see things and how we do things or did things. Pastors, a lot of times, were used for counseling. Mm-hmm. So they counsel the flock, as they called it. Mm-hmm. Does Christian Science have that? Do they have people that are designated for that?
Christian Science, well, the answer to your question is we do have that field. And primarily, or officially, it's filled with who we call Christian Science practitioners. These are people that spend full time in helping other people, and they pray for them. They will talk with them, but they're full time, and that's their work is helping people who have a problem and who contact them.
Interesting.
And they are approved by the church in Boston that we call the Mother Church, and so when you're approved, you're also then listed in a periodical that is sent out monthly, and that's called the Christian Science Journal, and in the back of that is a list worldwide of all the practitioners that are available. And Carlos, if you were calling, wanted some counsel or wanted some information, you would look in the back of this and look in California or India or wherever it might be, and there would be a number there and address, and you could call them, and they would answer your questions.
Perfect. Yes, I think Franz thinks I need counseling every day. The one thing I was surprised about was the Christian Science Monitor. I didn't realize came from a Christian Scientist.
It sure did. And as you know, it's gone from a daily to a weekly. And this is the weekly monitor now. Uh-huh. And it's about 48 pages long. It may vary a page or two, but and it's in the digital world. And this is the hard copy, and we also have a digital copy at the same time.
That's wonderful, Christian Science Monitor. So let's continue exploring the differences of Christian Science or similarities to other religions. I know we mentioned a little bit before the show about Catholics. Catholics have certain rituals that have become, I would say, famous to some, infamous to others. But I know they pray to saints. They have little statues. Is that something Christian Scientists do?
We are probably the most ritual-free church in the universe. I can't absolutely say that, but it gives the, I want you to have the connotation that we just do not have rituals. You'll find our churches very simplistically decorated. You won't see, you may see a few stained glass windows, but basically you're not going to see pictures on the walls, etc. You're going to see a very plain edifice.
Hi, welcome to Adelante. This is Adelante Recovery, and my name is Yvette Kuglin, and I'm part of the staff.
Adelante Recovery Center has helped people in dual diagnosis for 5 years. We accept most PPO insurances and provide luxury accommodations and 24-hour support. To speak with an admissions counselor, call 1-888-242-4450.
A lot of time, we don't even know what's wrong with us, and sometimes we need to get away to figure that out. So if you want to go for a little retreat out in Corona Del Mar, which is a confidential location, we're here to help. So we're only a phone call away. Thank you.
Now, we want to make sure for the audience too, when I ask these questions, you know, these aren't derogatory or pejorative. It's just really learning what they're doing and how they're doing it. So this question right here is, once again, I don't want to insinuate anything bad or good. Just want to know, is the place where Christian Scientists worship, I'm assuming it's called a church,
it is called a church.
Do they believe it's the house of God as well? I know some religions really believe God dwells in their church, and others don't. I mean, I don't know if Christian Science believes that or not.
We have a house of worship. It's close to our heart. We believe that God dwells everywhere, and we probably take God to church with us, and so our churches are place where the congregation can go for very meaningful religious services. And probably that service means something a little different to what each individual is bringing to it. And it's a quiet place. It has some music, maybe a soloist. The congregation may sing along with the leadership two or three hymns each Sunday. But it's a quiet, I would call it a quiet, dignified service where one can listen to the Bible and science and health and reflect on what it means to them.
Interesting. And do you, holidays treated the same as traditional Christians, or is it different, or conventional Christians, better said?
I would say, Carlos, it's treated the same. We have a special, there's one certain exception. We have a special Thanksgiving Day service, that's one of the few extra services that we have that's just as if it were a Sunday, but we have a Thanksgiving Day service that we really express gratitude not only for our religious beliefs, but for our country.
That's a great idea.
And we also have time at that service for the audience members individually to stand and express gratitude for the years gone by or things that have happened to them.
It's a beautiful idea. I really like that. I hope some of the other churches pick that up too. That's wonderful. Let's go back to Mary Baker Eddy's book, Science and Health. I know it deals a lot with health, but it also deals a lot with how you think and how you perceive the world, if I'm correct.
That is correct.
So give me a little bit about that. What does she say that we should, how we should look at the world, how should we look at ourselves? And I know that's kind of a broad topic, but maybe you can pick one or two areas.
Well, Christian Science is a religion that really is a healing religion, and not just a particular type of problem, disease or relationship or economics or place. It's something that you can use to help solve the problems that you face, and so her book is the basis of Christian Science, and it in turn is based on the Bible, one of the very important Bible verses that we spring from in our beliefs, and that is Genesis 1. Verses 26 and 27, where it says, God made man in his image and likeness. And that is a very basic tenet of Christian Science, that man, you and I, and worldwide, is made in God's image and likeness. And that provides kind of the springboard that we take.
So it sounds like there's an attainment there. We're trying to attain God's image or a certain level of perfection.
Spirituality-wise. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I know we're going to talk more about theological questions in part two, so you definitely don't want to miss that. We're going to talk about what Christian Science believes in regards to heaven and hell. We're going to talk about what they believe in regards to sin, and what happens to Christians before Jesus was born. So we'll talk a little bit about that too, giving Dr. Ingerson here a heads up on that one. So let's talk a little bit more about what's going on. Now, when you have the services on Sundays, I think it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, Sundays we do have services all throughout the world, and they're all based on the same lesson sermon. So if you were sitting in Germany, you would hear in German the same thing that's being read to me here in California.
On the same day?
Yeah, same day.
Oh, so the scripture readings are coming from the headquarters then?
The lesson sermon. There are Bible verses and other things that would surround the basic lesson sermon that are individual with each church. But we have a Sunday service. We have a Wednesday, a midweek service. And that is primarily contains a few Bible and science and health readings, and then it has about half of the hour for testimonies from the public, and they can at that time express gratitude or anything that comes to mind that they feel that their prayers to the Almighty, to God, have helped them achieve.
If there's one thing you want to tell everybody about Christian Science, and why you enjoy it so much, or why you believe in this religion, what would you say?
It's a way of life. It's the way that I find that I can deal with problems and make decisions based upon a consistent philosophy. I study this lesson sermon every morning, I express on Wednesday evenings when I feel I've achieved a certain amount of peace and sincerity. And at the same time, we also have a reading room that every church has hopefully a downtown reading room or a place that the public can come free of charge. They can sit, study, read these books or other materials. If they want to purchase something, they can purchase and take home with them. But that's the outreach from the local Christian Science Church, the Christian Science Reading Room. And anyone is welcome. And if they have questions, they walk in the front door and ask a reading room librarian. and she or he will answer those questions.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Dr. Ingerson, for giving us a little bit of insight into Christian Science. Once again, if I may, there's one of the books you definitely want to get. I've already read it. It's an excellent book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. You definitely want to get this book. I really enjoyed reading it. Of course, the Bible. Once again, thank you for joining us. Dr. Ingerson, where do we go? If we need to find out more information about you, I think you mentioned, or should I just show the card? I'll just show the card.
Please do. And you can go on a website, and one is the website in Bill Boston, Massachusetts, and it's just christianscience.com.
There you go. christianscience.com. Thank you for joining us, everyone. Remember, our motto is simple. Wherever there's psychology involved, we are there. We'll see you next time, everyone.